Welcome again at the fifth podcast of the Project Coping Against Information Disorder. I am Maria, an AI-based voice from VoiceMaker, and together with my colleague Hudson, we will guide you through the seven training modules of this Erasmus Plus project. In this module, we will speak about ethical aspects in context with beliefs, values, attitudes, and culturally based moral principles. We will explain how to deal with ethical dilemma, describe what professional ethics is, and how to use artificial intelligence ethically and without biases, and how to apply ethics in public speaking or on social media.
Whenever you ask yourself, what should I do, or how should I act, or is this the right thing to do, you are making an ethical decision. Ethics means the set of moral principles that reflect what is right, which all human beings should possess. Personal ethics refers to the ethics that you as a person identifies with, such as beliefs, values, attitudes, culture, in respect to people and situations that you encounter in everyday life. Professional ethics refers to the ethics that a person must adhere to in relation to his or her interactions and relationships in professional life.
Let us first talk about ethics, beliefs, values and attitudes, what they mean and how they differ from each other. Let us start with beliefs. A belief is an idea that a person holds as being true. A belief can originate from various sources, such as a person's own observations or experiments, from the adoption of cultural and societal standards, for instance, religion, or what others tell the person, for instance, in education. A belief stays with the person when they embrace it as true and incorporate it into their individual belief system. Every person assesses and seeks solid reasons or evidence for these possible beliefs in their own way. Once a person acknowledges a belief as a truth, they are ready to defend this belief, as it constitutes a part of their belief system.
Now, it is time for values. Values are stable, long-lasting beliefs about issues which matter to a person. A value emerges from a belief when the person becomes more dedicated to it and considers it as significant. A person must be able to express one's values clearly in order to make clear, reasonable, responsible, and consistent decisions. It is possible to divide beliefs into different types of values. These types of values are related to or pertain to happiness, wealth, career success, family, etc.
After belief and values, we come to attitude. Attitudes are the mental states that influence how people decide and act in different situations and towards others. They are mainly shaped by people's values and beliefs, which are their fundamental principles and convictions. Other factors that are not deeply ingrained in people's minds can also affect their attitudes in the moment of decision making. These include social norms, conventions, peer pressure, and emotional stress. Lack of self-awareness or of critical insight, or the existence of ambivalence or insecurity in values, can lead to a less rational way of approaching to choices and as a result to undesirable behavior. The potential for these influences to affect attitudes will be greater if the person has not clearly thought through their beliefs and values. This process involves considering the principles by which they might align or prioritize competing values.
The code of morals and culture. Every culture has its own moral code. Traditional notions of morality or value system may be quite different, and cultural groups may have completely different approaches to truth and deception. There is also a moral code on a personal level that is influenced by soft skills such as assertiveness, self-enhancement, and self-criticism. Assertiveness is valued especially in our individualistic societies, because it leads a person to direct and self-conscious actions which promotes their interests. This is problematic for cultures that do not have assertive actions integrated into their social components, and therefore they may have difficulty with such action. Self-enhancement is the tendency to present a more positive image of oneself than the reality, a tendency to improve desired qualities. Self-criticism is the ability to adequately evaluate one's own performance, activity, or accomplishments. Underestimation or overestimation of one's abilities does not correspond to the reality. This is also connected with the untruthfulness in social media communication and with attitude to spread misinformation or disinformation.
We are coming now to the ethical dilemma. An ethical dilemma is the process of deciding between two possible courses of action, both of which are in some way ethically unacceptable. Every person encounters ethical dilemmas during their life, when moral principles are challenged. It may be an extremely complicated problem or one with a relatively difficult solution. This process is supported by your critical thinking skills or your cultural background. The option which you finally choose may help you to become respected as a person or a professional. Common ethical dilemmas include the temptation to intentionally misinterpret the data. For instance, you might be tempted or encouraged to share a data in such a way to sway or mislead your clients that their choice is the most secure. The ethical dilemma would be whether you will misinterpret the data and secure your career, or share the truth and risk losing your job.
There are other examples for ethical dilemmas, both professional and personal. Should you monitor the social media of your children or teens? From a safety point as a parent, you should monitor your teenagers' online activities, or are they old enough to use social media responsibly? Reporting an accident. If you are in a hurry and you pass by an accident, would you report it? Or you will tell yourself there will be another person who would likely to call the authorities. Should you lie to your boss? You may find that you agree it is fine to lie to your boss in certain situations. However, does lying to your boss on any level go against your personal moral beliefs? If so, that will create your moral dilemma. Is it okay to take supplies from my office to use them at home? Aborting an embryo with diagnosed Down syndrome. The dilemma basically comes down to the question, how does an abortion fit into your moral beliefs?
The most important things while dealing with dilemmas are: consider all the facts, then figure out whether you have the control to make the decision needed before moving forward. Be honest with yourself, keep your integrity and morality paramount. If you do this, once you've made your choice, you'll have the satisfaction that you've chosen wisely. It is helpful to assess each choice objectively and opt for the greater good.
And what is professional ethics? Professional ethics are the principles that govern the behavior of a person or group in an organizational environment. Like values, professional ethics provide rules on how a person should behave towards other people and organizations in such an environment. Professionals need to understand the difference between their personal values and ethics that they hold as individuals, and the professional ethics that they must follow as members of professional organization. Why is professional ethics important? Companies, schools, or public bodies demonstrate their ethics by complying with all relevant laws. This protects them from legal issues and builds their reputation among their peers and customers. The ethical codes of a company also help to recruit quality team members. There are several parts of professional ethics: personal responsibility, corporate responsibility, loyalty, respect, trustworthiness, fairness, and social and environmental responsibility.
Ethical principles for the use of AI. The impact of the use of AI can now be seen in almost all sectors of the economy and in people's everyday lives. Therefore, applying ethics for the use of AI in working environment is becoming more important. Respect to human dignity, rights, and freedoms are basic rules that should also be applied in designing and developing AI. The OECD has created a working group on principles of use of AI in the workplace, including in terms of human rights, bias, privacy, agency and dignity, transparency and ability to explain, robustness, security and safety, and accountability and liability. The impact of AI on education has potential to improve and transform the process, especially with ChatGPT, but it has also risky sides. It is expected that new ways of teaching will become necessary. Trainers and teachers will face many challenges, both in terms of skills acquisition and within the spread of fake news, photos, and videos generated by AI. AI systems can also lead to wrong results when you are using them. They use big data and search engines to display results that are often clicked on, but these are dependent on who clicks on them, what they like and which country they are from, and therefore such results can be unfair and biased. Thus, a search engine can replicate the same biases that exist in the real world and reinforce them in the online environment. It is important to be aware that AI works with the information which is available, and this content often produces unethical messages, injustice, prejudices, aggression, and attempts to obfuscate the truth.
Another issue concerns ethics in social media. Social media connect us in our everyday lives and influence us in our views and opinions. They are powerful source of information, but on the other side they are also source of information disorders. Messages of violence try to be persuasive and try to change individuals' beliefs or intentions. Online hate speech or microaggression could be seen as a certain ethical dilemma. On the one side, it is a freedom of expression, but on the other side, there is the right of others for dignity and respect. It is important to condemn communications that demean individuals, groups, or humanity through distortion, intimidation, coercion, and violence, and the expression of intolerance and hatred. Disrespect to the ethical core principles leads to problems with distinguishing the truth, to the manipulation and/or to the misinterpretation of the truth.
Finally, let us briefly mention ethical aspects in public speaking. Public speaking also has several ethical principles which should be taken into consideration, namely, trustworthiness, integrity in the subject matter, respect for others, dignity in conduct, and truthfulness in the message. To be honest in conveyed information is the core principle. Nowadays, we need to be careful about the source of information when we are speaking in public. Speakers often use exaggeration, omission, or distortion of information to make their point more convincing. It is important, if possible, to ask the speaker questions or to inquire directly about the source of his or her statements. The skills to critically reflect and inquire should be developed in educators, and through them, in young people and students.
We hope that you enjoyed this module. If you want to learn more about this theme, then I suggest that you read our guidelines. If you want to build up your skills, then you should visit the section with activities and exercises on the e-platform or in the mobile app. There are two more podcasts waiting for you. They inform you about reflective skills and about digital skills, and they are only just one click away.